just such a stream as this one. Where were you born, Tanar?
In the north of Atuan, in Entat, I think. I can't remember it.
They took you so young.
I was 5. I remember a fire on a hearth and... nothing else.
He rubbed his jaw, which, though it had acquired a sparse beard, was at least clean. Despite the cold, both of them had washed in the mountain streams. He rubbed his jaw and looked thoughtful and severe.
She watched him, and never could she have said what was in her heart as she watched him in the firelight, in the mountain dusk.
"What are you going to do in Havner?" he said, asking the question of the fire, not of her. "You are, more than I realized, truly reborn."
She nodded, smiling a little. She felt newborn.
"You should learn the language, at least."
"Your language?"
"Yes."
"I'd like to."
"Well, then, this is Kabat." And he tossed a little stone into the lap of her black robe.
"Kabat? Is that in the dragon tongue?"
"No, no, you don't want to work spells. You want to talk with other men and women."
"But what is a pebble in the dragon's tongue?"
"Tolk," he said. "But I'm not making you my apprentice sorcerer. I'm teaching you the language people speak in the archipelago, the inner lands. I had to learn your language before I came here."
"You speak it oddly."
"Well, no doubt. Now, Arkemi Kabat." And he held out his hands for her to give him the pebble.
"Must I go to Havner?" she said.
"Where else would you go, Tanar?"
She hesitated.
"Havner is a beautiful city," he said. "And you bring it the ring, the sign of peace, the lost treasure. They'll welcome you in Havner as a princess. They'll do you honor for the great gift you bring them, and bid you welcome and make you welcome. They are a noble and generous people in that city. They'll call you the White Lady because of your fair skin, and they'll love you the more because you are so young. And because you are beautiful. Oh, you'll have 100 dresses like the one I showed you by illusion, but real ones. You'll meet with praise and gratitude and love. You who have known nothing but solitude and envy and the dark."
"There was Manon," she said, defensive, her mouth trembling just a little. "He loved me and was kind to me, always. He protected me as well as he knew how, and I killed him for it. He fell into the black pit. I don't want to go to Havner. I don't want to go there. I want to stay here."
"Here? In Atuan?"
"In the mountains, where we are now."
"Tanar," he said in his grave, quiet voice, "we'll stay then. I haven't my knife, and if it snows, it will be hard. But so long as we can find food..."
"No. I know we can't stay. I'm merely being foolish," Tanar said,
and got up, scattering walnut shells, to lay new wood on the fire. She stood thin and very straight in her torn, dirt-stained gown and cloak of black.
"All I know is of no use now," she said, "and I haven't learned anything else. I will try to learn."
Ged looked away, wincing as if in pain.